This is Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison from Asset Protection Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 25 years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. Your money and your plans in perfect harmony. And now, here is Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison.
And welcome back to another show and another episode of Wealth Talk. I am Gary Garrison with Little Rock's Asset Protection Wealth Management. And we're going to have a really good discussion today on estate plans and estate planning and why that's so important for all of us to think about. Now, as you wind your way down your retirement path, there's a lot to consider. Are you saving enough? Do you have a plan for your future healthcare needs? Are you positioned to not outlive your money during a retirement that, heck, these days could last 20 or 30 years? Good questions all, but another essential question you need to answer before retiring is, do I have an estate plan? If your answer is no, quite frankly, you need to go ahead and start thinking about that and get started now. Time is of the essence. And if you said yes, congratulations, but are you updating the estate plan, you know, as soon as your life circumstances warrant it? So today's show, we're going to cover that. But first, I want to introduce my co-host again today, Mr. Tony Shore. Sometimes we call him Dr. Shore. So we're glad to have you here, Doctor, and welcome back to the show.
Well, Gary, that was a nice introduction. Thank you. You're too kind. I appreciate you having me on the show in the first place. This is fun. And I always manage to learn something. And you're saying, yes, I need an estate plan. But Gary, in my case, I don't age. So I don't think I really need an estate plan if I don't age, right? I mean, I guess something could still happen.
Something could still happen, even though you don't age, Tony. you're still 21. I understand.
I'm aging, and I think it is important that people have estate plans. I think that's so true, and we'll get into that in a minute. But first, I have to ask, you know, did you have a nice Easter, Gary?
Yes, we really did. We had a really good Easter. Went on a little quick trip out of town. Rented a cabin just to sort of get away with the kids, the teenage kids, and just sort of have some time together, and went to a lake. We actually went to a sunrise service on Easter.
Oh, outdoors?
Yeah, and it was on Broken Bow Lake in Oklahoma.
Oh,
has
beautiful.
Mountains around. It was absolutely stunning beauty. And to watch the sunrise, and it had been raining, and it literally cleared for the service.
Oh.
It was just really, really beautiful, very meaningful service. So I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, very moving, I bet.
It was very moving, very fulfilling. And I'm glad we all got to experience that together. How about you? What'd you do for Easter?
Well, nothing. That's fantastic, right? We just did the traditional service, but then we went out for an Easter brunch at a really nice place called the Afton House Inn, and it was really good. There were 14 of us. The three of our kids, their significant others, and then my wife's side of the family, her brother and his wife, and one of their sons, and then her mom, and then Sarah and I. And so we had quite a few people there, but the food was so good. It wasn't cheap, but here's the deal, Gary. I kind of did the math and I figured out what I'd need to eat to come out ahead. So I ate my own weight in Eggs Benedict.
That is funny. That is also one of my favorite dishes. I love that.
I'll tell you what, Gary, I've never been to an Easter brunch where they had Eggs Benedict and all you can eat, and it was fresh, and it was so good. You know how they come on a half of an English muffin, you know, with the egg over it and stuff, and the ham, and their sauce was really good, homemade there. But I probably had four of those. I'm going to admit I had four eggs Benedict.
Well, okay, but think about the protein you got. That's a good thing.
That's the thing. We focus on the protein.
Right, not the rich holiday sauce that's on top of it.
Yeah, not my stomach and how tired I was later from
Hey, I would have hated to have paid that bill for 14, I'll tell you.
We split it with my mother-in-law, and it was, it was crazy. But was so good and worth it. Family, you know what I mean? It's the least we can do for the kids. And
That's fun.
And that's why I wanted you to, I told you that I need you to stay on after we're done recording the show, because I need to talk to you about finances and hit you up for a gift, a loan or a gift.
For that Easter dinner.
Yeah, I need you to help throw some coin my way. Help me out, Gary.
Listen, I will loan you whatever you want. You're just not going to like the interest rate. That's all.
Yeah.
You're going to hate
it. It'll be getting a loan from you, Gary. Probably I'll be like, wow, my credit card rate isn't too bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
The 24 to 30% you're paying on the credit card. Extract your pound of flesh from me, I'm sure.
It sure will.
No. Gary, you're great. You keep us on track. We just splurge once in a while. As long as you don't do that every day or too often, right?
Oh, of course. And Easter's a perfect time to do that. Holidays. Yes, it's just fun anytime. I love to eat myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so during today's show, Tony, we're going to consider the basics of an estate plan, as well as some common estate planning mistakes. The goal is to give you the confidence to work with your financial services professional and an estate attorney to build your own plan. I do want to go ahead and put a disclaimer out there. I am not an attorney. We can discuss, trusts and wills and things like that are important, but we can't draft a trust or a will. We're not an attorney. But we do have one in our office, an estate planning attorney. So for those of you that might want a really good one, we have one here in our office and recommend him, all the time. He does a really good job for our clients. But so the first thing we're going to talk about is you don't need to be a millionaire to need an estate plan. If you have a spouse, children, even grandchildren, and even a modest amount of assets, an estate plan may help preserve family harmony after you die. If you aren't already working with a financial services professional, we would love to help you as well as our attorney here. We also have a team of certified financial planners that are available to us at any time. And we would love to put a plan together for you. And if you want to reach out to us, our number is 501-225-9045. You can call or text that number. You can also go to our website at apwealthmanagement.com. We'd love to hear from you. So the deal is, a lot of people don't know this, but people that are married, a husband and wife, they think they have one estate. And I hear it all the time. We do enhanced planning presentations pretty regularly all over the place. And that's one of the first comments we make is, hey, husband and wives have separate estates. They each have their own estate that needs to be planned for. And you need to understand the differences of, how to plan for that correctly. We can help with all of that. We also do presentations for, civic groups, church groups, anything that you can think of. We have about a 35-minute presentation we can do if you guys ever need someone to do that for one of your groups or families or what have you. We'd love to do that. It's not salesy at all. It's just informational. But anyway, it's very important to understand that and to know what's important and what is not, and to make sure that you set up all these documents correctly. And some of the documents are a will, a living trust, a living will, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and even digital powers of attorney. Those are all important that our lawyer here in our office gets set up for people to make sure that it's all done correctly. Another important aspect of estate planning, and this is a big one, carefully choose beneficiaries. Now, people may go, but not choosing means proceeds are paid to the estate. So what does that mean? If it's paid to the estate, it will go through probate, which means delays and expenses. And I'll tell you, our attorney has said many, many times that, you know, these probate delays can be 6 months up to even a couple of years before the funds are released for you or your family. And it's so easy to just avoid that by having a will or a trust more specifically, and then a beneficiary designation set up correctly. And here's some interesting news. A beneficiary designation is more official and more legal than a trust or a will. And that's been followed all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So very important to be aware of that and who your beneficiaries are. Frequently, people will get married, get divorced, have children, have grandchildren. There could be a number of different reasons that a person might need to change or update their beneficiary. And I just encourage everybody to take a look at their bank accounts, to take a look at their IRAs, their 401ks, their TSPs, their deferred comp plans, whatever it may be, just even IRAs. Just make sure that you know who your beneficiary designation is and that it is set up correctly. I want to take a couple of minutes to explain and give you a little story of a reason why that is so important. So there was an executive years ago that worked for DuPont, you know, huge, large, multi-billion dollar company. And he had a lot of money, a lot of stock options, a lot of, you know, 401ks and all of this. He also had two or three ex-wives and he had one daughter. Well, he had the daughter after his first marriage. So his ex-wife now was the beneficiary. And so what he did was after his first wife, he got divorced and he got remarried very soon after that. But, you know, he developed a trust and he said, okay, I want everything I have to go to my only daughter. She deserves it. She's my child. She's been through a lot. I want to make sure everything goes to her correctly. Well, and then he gets divorced and gets remarried again. So he had been through a lot and, you know, changed and amended his trust, but he still kept his daughter as beneficiary of his trust. Well, he passed away and he forgot, though, to change his beneficiary designations on his stock options, his huge 401k with DuPont, and he still had his ex-wife as beneficiary. But in his trust, he had it going to his daughter. So anyway, they fought this all the way to the highest court. And again, it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the ex-wife because the beneficiary designation said it's going to the ex-wife, and that is a contractual obligation, and it trumped anything they had in their trust or will. So the daughter got very little, if anything, and all this money went to his first ex-wife. So again, a need to go out and verify and confirm who your beneficiaries are. Life insurance policies, annuities, those are another one that have beneficiaries. Make sure that you have your bank account set up correctly with, you know, joint tenant with right of survivorship, things like that. And the banks don't usually charge to go down there and correct that, but just make sure that's set up correctly so that if it's just in your name, it's not stuck in probate when something happens to you. We can actually do a beneficiary audit for people. We do not charge for it, but we can come in and look at the things that you have and your beneficiary designations and create a report that will show you what has beneficiary designations and what does not. And then that's an easy thing to go match with your trust and make sure it's all set up correctly.
Yeah.
So I cannot stress enough, if you get nothing else out of this radio show today, remember to check and double check who you have listed as your beneficiaries of all these different retirement accounts, life insurance, annuities, brokerage accounts, bank accounts, all of those type of things.
Well, and you know, you really illustrated how important it is. I mean, you know, let's say you get married young, like this guy you're talking about. If you get married young, you're married for a year or two, and then you get divorced, then you get remarried, have a wife for 20 years, and you have four kids. And I've heard about you hear about these stories. I knew somebody. This happened to their son, and he didn't change the beneficiaries, and he passed away earlier than he thought he would. But his beneficiaries were still that first wife on his 401k account. He had been at that company for a long time. I think it was 3M or a big company where he had a pretty big stock option and all this. And the beneficiary was that the woman he was only married to for a year didn't work out. It ended poorly. And then his family of 20 years didn't get it. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. No, they said no.
That's so sad.
Isn't it sad? But beneficiary designations take precedent, like you say, even over a will, because that's they're contractually binding and they take precedent over a will. And he said,
and a trust. Yeah.
And both. A trust. So you got to make sure that's right. And I know that's something you encourage your clients to do is review those beneficiary designations on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you think about it. Somebody thinks they're in good shape. They've got a trust. And the trust says, I want everything to go to, or let's just make up something, 50% to my wife, 50% to my only daughter. You know, but in your beneficiary designations, you did not include that daughter. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not going to happen. If something happens to you, they're not going to look at what the trust says. They're going to look at what the beneficiary designations say that were set up. And it's going, you know, it's going to go to that ex-wife. So 100%. So it's not, it's very important. And I can't stress that enough. There's no debate on that of having your beneficiary designation set up correctly. So I encourage you to review those. And if you have any questions or not sure about something, give us a call.
Yeah, for sure.
We can even get you in touch with our attorney and he can explain it to you as well. So very important, very important. Yeah. And I do presentations here locally. Did one last week in Sherwood at a golf club. I had a bunch of people there and they didn't know that. Some of them there didn't even know that husband and wife have separate estates. They thought it was one estate. So these are the things that we're trying to educate people on and then get them in here to let us help them implement these things that are so vitally important to their financial planning needs.
Yeah. Well, so give that phone number and web address again. Sure. So our listeners know how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you.
Yeah. So my name is Gary Garrison with Asset Protection Wealth Management. We're here in West Little Rock, been here a long time. And our phone number is 501-225-9045. You can call or text that number or go to our website, apwealthmanagement.com, apwealthmanagement.com. You can schedule a consultation there. We have a lot of useful information. We have past radio shows you can listen to. We even have my TV segments that I've been doing on there with Channel 7. I've been on Good Morning Arkansas a number of times. Really enjoy that. And so you can listen to previous and watch previous TV shows on there.
That's great.
As well. So be sure and hit that for a useful set of information at any time.
Yeah, I think that's great. So now, moving on, what's next? What's something else that we need to know about why you need an estate plan or what you need to have in your estate plan?
Well, I want to talk about common estate planning mistakes. This is very, very important. I also want to end this on common 401k rollover mistakes.
Sure.
We actually have a landing page for that, and that's your401krollovers.com. Click on that. Go there and download this complimentary guide to avoiding mistakes with any 401k that you have. Highly, it's no charge for that either. But there are definitely some common planning mistakes, and one of them is don't build a plan on your own. Reach out for help. That's what attorneys are there for. That's what financial service professionals are there for. We can coordinate it, make sure it's all set up correctly. But a lot of people, and I'll tell you, you know, Tony, I've had people come to my office for the first time recently, and they develop their own plan online. And it's cheaper. You know, it was very, very inexpensive. And they developed this whole plan. And I'm not kidding. They came in and they wanted our attorney in the office to review it to make sure everything's all the ducks are in a row. And more times than not, it was set up incorrectly. There was something that was left out. There was something that some document that should have been in there that wasn't. I'm not an attorney, so I don't remember the documents, but it is well worth your time to have an attorney review those if you've done those online. I cannot stress that enough. So yeah, very, very important to use. It you can use our attorney. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't try to do it alone.
No.
Make sure you're working with a good financial services professional that can help. Maybe that has an attorney that can help. We do. We have both of those. But just make sure you're getting taken care of in the best way possible. Another key common estate planning mistake people forget or purposely don't engage in, and that is to be sure your loved ones completely understand your plan and where your plan is, how to locate, how to access your information. Vitally, vitally important for them to know what, you know, what's ahead there.
Yeah. Oh, it's hugely, it's so important. That's a huge point you just made. And so you've got to make sure you have all your ducks in a row, and don't just print documents off the internet or pay for something and do it yourself. You need to make sure you have something that's going to keep you covered. And the cost is relatively low compared to what the cost would be of probate court and attorneys after you're gone to straighten it out.
Oh, absolutely. That's a very good point. You don't want to have to fix something that you could have easily fixed a lot cheaper to get started with. One of the, along those lines, Tony, on our website, apwealthmanagement.com, we have a special feature that's available to our clients where they can store documentation. And it's called our financial or generational vault. It's available for our clients, and it's a really neat place. It's unlimited storage, cloud-based storage, very safe. And people that, clients that, you know, want to store their trust, their wills, their documents, their insurance policies, their 401k statements, their bank statements, all of that can be easily stored in there so that if something were to happen to them, their children or their family would have one place to go digitally and find out everything, rather than trying to go through their house and dig through file cabinets, you know, get a little bit here and a little bit there. And invariably they miss something very important, but everything can be stored in our generational vault. Only you have the password and login for that. So we give you a temporary, and then you go in and change it to something that only you know, but it's great. I mean, that way, if you live in Central Arkansas and you've got relatives in San Francisco or New York or Shoreview, Minnesota, it's very easy for them to access that information as long as they know the login. So it needs to be obviously a trust factor there, but most, you know, people can trust of their children most of the time. And then when something does unfortunate happen, my goodness, their lives are so much simpler and easier. They know where to go, they know who to call, and they know where everything is. And we can help them put all that together. We can print it all out for them. But what a lovely way and a lovely legacy to leave your children and grandchildren by having a spot where you park all that. Another interesting thing and fun thing about our generational vault on our website is there's unlimited family photo storage. Unlimited. You can keep hundreds of pictures on there. And that's another thing when something happens is pictures become invaluable to family members, and sometimes they don't know where they kept them. Right. So it's really nice to have that available as well. You can put virtually anything in there you want, but from a financial standpoint and a leaving a legacy standpoint, there's no better way than to do it digitally, fast, quick, easy access. And then they know you cared and that you love them because you've got it all stored in one spot. And we have that available for our clients. And I'll tell you, we have actually had to, you know, use that a couple of times. We've had a couple of clients pass away over the years, and it made life so, so much simpler for those beneficiaries. So I just cannot stress that enough. But what a great tool to have for our clients.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. And so, and our listeners can get an access to that. They just need to set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with you and talk to you about that. Again, I think that's really important.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. And we'll cover all that when you come in. We'll take a look at a lot of different items. And, one of the things that we can do for people, one of many things, is make sure that you have a printed retirement income plan.
Yes.
That you know where your income is coming from during retirement for the rest of your life. And it'll show the impact it might have on your investments or your 401k. Because the number one concern people have, Tony, about retirement is, will I outlive my money? And this report can show them the likelihood or not that that could ever happen. And then we can provide solutions to help with that if that's a concern. So again, very, very important to have a written retirement income plan. We also can help people with Social Security, making sure they get the most out of Social Security. And all of this can be stored in that generational vault. It just makes it so easy.
Yeah.
For the heirs to have everything, have knowledge of everything, and be aware of everything. Some people do prepaid planning. You know, we have a contact for that. We have a lady in North Little Rock that's one of the best around, and that can put together a prepaid funeral arrangement where you don't have to worry about anything. And you can put that information into our vault online. So it may take a little time, but I'm going to tell you, it's a lot cheaper now, and there's a lot of peace of mind, Tony, and everyone understanding that they've put their plan together. It's all legal. It's all set up correctly. And the peace of mind that comes from that when something happens to you, whether it's sooner or later, everything, all your ducks are in a row, and your family is going to have a much easier time navigating through all this and getting the most money out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is huge, Gary, and obviously that's very, very important. So, Gary, this is a great topic. So, the importance of having a written plan. This is something you do for the people you meet with, your clients, to make sure they have a plan in writing. And there's so many things included in that. I mean, you take into account inflation, future taxes, healthcare costs, it all gets incorporated into the plan, right?
It does. And the other thing is that people need to take a look at is risk. So if they've money in the market, in their 401k or IRA, we work with all of those, they may have money in the market. And so the thing you also have to consider is, how much risk am I taking during retirement? Typically, you want to dial down the risk a little bit when you're retired because you don't have as much time to make up any losses. There's nothing wrong with having some risk, and we can determine how much you should have at risk and how much you should have in safe money. We definitely want to understand what your risk tolerance is before we do anything. But what a great way to make sure that everything is taken care of and in order for your loved ones.
Yeah. And I think that's really important, Gary. Obviously you touched on a lot today. So I'm sure our listeners have questions. So before we go one more time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you. And I know you're offering that no charge, no obligation consultation.
We are, and it can be anything. It can be estate planning, enhanced planning. It can be retirement income planning. It can be, how can I get the most out of Social Security? I want to get that written income report. All of those things are customized for you. We love doing them. There's no obligation. Give us a call, 501-225-9045, or you can call or text that number, or go to our website, apwealthmanagement.com, and you can schedule a visit there and also see our past radio shows and my TV segments. We would love to hear from you.
All right. Well, Gary, great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Wealth Talk with our host, Gary Garrison.
Thank you for listening to Wealth Talk with Gary Garrison. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Gary Garrison at Asset Protection Wealth Management. Call 501-225-9045. or visit the website at apwealthmanagement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, an Arkansas registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered through Asset Protection Group, LLC. Asset Protection Group, LLC, and Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, are affiliated companies. Asset Protection Group, LLC, Asset Protection Wealth Management, LLC, and Gary Garrison are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.